Hi everyone, welcome to Reach Higher Riverside podcast, where we share all Reach Higher stories happening in Riverside, California. Hey Dan, I haven't heard from you in a while. It's been a great summer. I was away at boot camp in San Diego. How's your
Yeah,
summer been?
been busy doing work around the house, which I don't normally get to do during the year. But you know, back to work next week and on to doing what we do.
Yeah,
So yeah, I saw you down in San Diego. That was that last podcast that I edited it, but it looked like I did a bunch of cool stuff.
Yeah, it was a lot of fun. I really learned a lot about the Marines and I'm very grateful for all they do for our country. And then a few weeks ago, I got to go to the American School Counselor Association conference in Los Angeles. That was awesome because there were counselors from all over the nation and even out of the country. And
Did you get it from out of the country? That's kind of cool.
Yeah, it was so cool. And a few of our counselors in our district, one from Loma Vista and one from Rosemary Kennedy Elementary, and I presented about Reach Higher and the stuff they're doing from K and then all the way up to 12th grade. And we had a good crowd, and it was a lot of fun because, like, we're all passionate about that stuff, helping kids, and we met a lot of great people, and it was a lot of fun. There were a lot of great workshops, and I got to interview a few people that we'll get to hear on our podcast. I got to talk to some college reps that were experts in the field to give our students tips, and I heard from this group of people that work in Texas. They had a workshop on raising seniors, helping them start a college application process. And it was so cool because they did like a boot camp with their seniors, like the summer before they went into their senior year, and helped them with their scholarship essays and college applications, just getting them ready for their senior year.
Yeah, cool. Actually, as we talked today, the UC app just opened to begin starting to fill it out.
Yeah, and the Common App opened too.
Yeah, that's so it. Common App did open.
Our seniors are working on that. And there were a lot of great workshops. Another one that was really good was there was a college and career readiness for LGBTQ. Vinny Pompei presented on that. And he talked about helping students identify friendly colleges and employers. And he even gave resources for financial aid for LGBTQ. The really cool thing that he talked about was applying strategies that improve safety and connectness with students, attendance, academic achievement, and all kinds of stuff to help our students. There was one bill that he reminded us about. It's the Assembly Bill 1266. I believe that's the number. It's a California law that requires transgender students to use the restrooms and facilities that match their gender identity.
Yeah.
So he was just giving us all the updates on that, and he offered to be on one of our podcasts. And he's an amazing guy. He's really energetic and loves what he does. He actually works for the Human Rights Campaign.
Oh, that's cool.
Yeah, and I met him when I was on the California Association of School Counselors Board. And he was a great president. He really advocated for school counselors. And just to kind of tie into that, another workshop I went to that I wanted to talk to you about was Jeff Ream. He's this amazing school counselor. He talked about how to market your program for school counseling and just in general what he does. And he gave a bunch of great tips and just little simple things like when you send emails to students or parents, if it's not a subject line that's going to be appealing to them, they're probably not going to open it.
Yeah.
So like pretty makes it pop, right? So you got to keep it engaging. So it's all about branding.
Literally almost
like,
sell it. Yeah.
Yeah. So like maybe put in the subject line like free pizza. And then they open it up and it's like a FAFSA workshop and California Dream Act workshop or something. And just being consistent, like what do people say about your counseling program? So if you aren't at the table, you're on the menu. That was his quote. So you got to be sure that you're marketing and you're at the table. So he gave a lot of great stuff, and there was so much that we learned at the conference that I wish I could sum it all up, but I took a lot of great notes and came back all excited, and it just motivates me because I meet people from all over the nation are just so passionate about their job.
Yeah.
Catalina Cifuentes presented about RCEC, which is the Riverside County Education Collaborative. Uh-huh. So for those of you guys that don't know what it is, it's a grassroots movement in Southern California throughout Riverside County areas that represents members from our school districts in Riverside, higher education, city, county officials, all kinds of people in our community. The main thing she talked about was like what we do with college kickoff, race to submit,
yeah.
College signing day, and she gave some data, she gave some resources, uh-huh. and this really stood out. I was going to read it off her flyer that she gave out, and it says, this countywide competition for a race to submit is challenging high schools of Riverside County to increase their free application for federal student aid and California Dream Act submission rates to help students discover the financial aid available to them. These efforts have led to 15,150 applications submitted in 2014 to 20,132 applications submitted in 2016.
Wow.
I know. It was amazing. The California Student Aid Commission, CSAC, has recognized these efforts in February of 2017 and voted to expand this competition statewide in 2018. Of the 13,204 California Dream Act applications, undocumented students submitted on time in 2016, 579 applications were Riverside County students.
Huh.
So I just really loved that that data, and I know we kind of shared in the first podcast about Catalina, but she had started that race to submit at Santiago, and then it went to the county, and now it's statewide. So she's doing some great work, not only for our county but for the whole state.
Yeah, are we going to end up talking to her soon?
Yeah, we're going to get her on the podcast, so we'll just have to schedule a date with her and get her interviewed on this.
Yeah, I'm sure she'd love to do it. She's a great lady.
Yeah.
But, I saw, I got tagged in a video, actually, on Facebook that I think you'd be interested in. I'm going to send that to you, and if you like it, maybe we can put a link to it.
Okay.
When we put out this podcast, but it's about a video called "Is a College Degree Worth a Lifetime of Debt?" And it goes over what it costs for a degree, what debt is trade school right for you, technical school, the military. It goes over a couple of different things. It actually has some good information. It doesn't discount college at all, but it just opens up the idea of options. So, like I said, I will tag you in it. And then if you like it, maybe we can put a link up to it. It's just a video she sent me that came from, it was on YouTube, I guess.
I'd love to see it. That's cool. Yeah.
Every once in a while, former students will share stuff with me like that online.
Yeah, we're all about promoting all kinds of education or training, so I'd love to see it.
Yeah, I'll get it sent to you while I'm thinking about it.
Oh, and this is really cool that just happened today. We just got approved for Spotify. And so I was listening to the last, or the most recent Swamp Ed podcast, and, one of the podcasters, Stephanie Sproul Owens, she was saying like she loves Spotify. So I was like, I tagged her on Twitter and I was like, hey, we got approved on Spotify. So maybe she'll listen to our podcast.
So what all do we have today?
So for today,
the actual podcast,
we have, Mrs. Newby from NACAC. She's one of the directors. She's going to share some tips for high school students, all grades 9 through 12, on what they can do while they're in high school to help prepare them for college. We also have the Kansas School Counselor of the Year. So she actually is hoping to be the National School Counselor of the Year. So once you're the state counselor, you can go on and hopefully win the national one.
Much like the teaching one is the same.
Yeah, she took a tour with me. We went to the LA Metro, and she gave some great tips on motivating students and how she helps them. And then we went to the LA Metro, and that was so cool because like we got to learn about the Metrolink and all the history, and we met some of the workers there. One of the workers was telling me about education and how if you work for them, there's certain jobs that can pay for your bachelor's, master's, and doctoral degrees if you work for the LA Metro. So
Cool.
She's going to share a little bit about that. So So that's what we have going on today.
That sounds good.
Hi, I have an amazing group of ladies with me that I met at the LA Metro on the ASCA Educator Tour. I'll let them introduce themselves.
My name is Valerie Harrison Boyer, and I'm the Manager of Community Relations here at Metro.
Hi, I'm Xiomara Solis, and I am a Transportation Associate in Community Education at Metro.
Can you tell us your role here and any advice you can give students as they're pursuing higher education?
Okay, well, my role here at Metro is of manager of community education, and my area is of student field trips and programs. And I am responsible for helping students and their teachers and their classes to navigate our programs here at Metro. We have a lot of different programs that will allow students to learn about rail safety and also to get free day passes to use on our system to go and explore.
And where did you go to college? And can you also tell our students about the educational benefits you get through the LA Metro?
Yes, I started out at Los Angeles Harbor College, a two-year institution here in LA. And then after that, I went to Webster University out of St. Louis, where I got my bachelor's. After that, I went to the University of Laverne, where I worked and got my MBA. And I am now pursuing a doctorate at the University of Laverne.
Wow. And how did they help you out with your educational benefits?
Well, when I first came to Metro, I came as an analyst, and I already had my bachelor's degree. But Metro has paid for my MBA at Laverne, enabling me to complete that degree with absolutely no student loans or anything like that. And at this point, they are heavily subsidizing my education at the University of Laverne.
Wow, that's amazing. Thank you so much for that story. You could just share where you went to college and also your role here at the LA Metro.
Yeah. Hi. I went to community college first in Riverside. I went to Riverside City College for 2 years, and then I transferred to Cal State Fullerton in Fullerton for my rest of my education. And then I was hired at Metro through a recent grad program that they have here, where you just need to have graduated college in less than 2 years and have a certain GPA to get admitted. And you submit a resume, and hopefully you hear back, and I did.
That's awesome. And as far as your role here, what do you love best about it? And can you give any tips to our high school students as they're considering this career?
Yeah. I would say that what I mostly do is I interact in community outreach with our communities along our rail alignments. And so just every community is different, even though we're in one city. One part of a train line can be completely different from another. So I work a lot with nonprofits, the school system in that area, stakeholders, just people who are using our system, and I provide rail safety education to all.
Okay.
And so I would say what was most useful to do in high school is reach out to people who are already in this field. Email someone that you see on a website. Usually there's always contact information, especially for hiring departments. Even though you're not looking for a job if you're in high school, it's always great to talk to people, because let's say you're interested and you find out that you don't really click with what you thought you wanted to do, or it looks completely different. That's still useful, because you just learned something hands-on that can give you time to pursue other things. So reaching out is probably the most important thing.
Yeah, that's great advice to give our students. Thank you. I'm with the Kansas School Counselor of the Year. I'll let her introduce herself.
Hi, my name is Terrell Gakel. I'm from Washington County High School in Washington, Kansas.
Can you please give some tips to 9th through 12th graders as they're considering going on for more education or training?
I guess my best tips would be, make sure you invest in yourself. You are special. And you have no limits. Opportunities exist out there, but you have to keep your eyes open and reach for them. And you can make your life happen just the way you want.
And where did you go to college?
I went to Kansas State University. Go Wildcats!
All right. Well, thank you so much for that inspiring motivation for our students.
You're very welcome.
Hi everyone, I'm at the American School Counselor Association conference with an amazing lady that is with NACAC. I'll let her introduce herself.
Hi, everyone. My name is Crystal Newby, and I'm the Associate Director of Education and Training at NACAC, which stands for the National Association for College Admission Counseling. I know it's a mouthful, but I'm very excited to be here with Priscilla today at the ASCA conference. And so I do want to give some quick tips to our high school students who are going through the college application process. And a couple of important things to remember is, first of all, there is a college for everyone. This process can seem daunting and overwhelming, and there are so many colleges to choose from, but you will find the right fit. So that's definitely going to be important. And also another great tip is to make sure you stay organized, because there's going to be a lot of paperwork and forms that you have to complete and everything that you need just to be able to apply to college, but also even when you're making that transition. So it's important to keep all of your paperwork together. Make sure that you're going to your school counseling and requesting your transcripts and getting your college letters of recommendation in a timely manner. So staying organized is another great tip as well. So those would be the two biggest pieces that I would offer for students in the application process. Yeah. Now, for those of you who are underclassmen, as you are starting to think about college and what schools may be looking for, it's so super important to make sure that you are keeping up with your grades and that you're also taking a rigorous curriculum. You want to challenge yourself. You want to push yourself. High schools, I should say colleges, are going to look at your grades in ninth grade and in 10th grade. They want to see that you've had an increased trajectory with your grades, per se. They want to see that you've excelled over the years. They don't want to see a downward trend. You know, they don't want to see grades kind of go down in your junior, senior year. They want to see that you've done well throughout. So definitely keep that in mind. And also think about getting involved, how you're getting involved throughout your high school career. If you want to get involved in extracurricular activities and clubs and sports, if you're involved in Girl Scouts or Boy Scouts, whatever the case may be, being active and being involved, colleges, universities are going to look for that as well.
Okay, thank you. That's some great advice for all of our students. Last question for our Sunshine Spotlight. Can you tell us at least one thing that made you happy this week?
Gosh, I only have to pick one. Okay. I would say the thing that made me happy this week was actually being here at this conference, because this is my first conference and it's so wonderful to interact with all the school counselors here, because school counselors do such amazing work and I think sometimes they are underappreciated. So I just want them to know that I appreciate them and that there are a lot of people out here that do. So being in this environment around such wonderful people has really encouraged me to continue the work that I do.
Thank you so much for being on our podcast. We appreciate all your work.
Absolutely.
For the Sunshine Spotlight, can you tell us at least one thing that made you happy this week?
Well, I think the thing that made me the happiest this week was, this week I had an opportunity to go to the Orange County Fair, and I learned a lot about agriculture in the county of Orange, and that was, I thought, very, very different and very exciting. I learned a lot of things I hadn't learned before, I hadn't known.
That's good. You're a lifelong learner.
Yes, sir.
How about you?
I think my favorite thing that made me happy this week was, I turned on the TV and there was a Harry Potter marathon with all the Harry Potter movies, and it was a great reason to stay in.
And I think that's important for students. Like, you can study, but you also need to have a little fun and relax, right?
Yeah.
Thank you, ladies.
Thank you.
And for our Sunshine Spotlight, if you could just share at least one thing that made you happy this week.
This week I was honored to meet counselors from all over the nation and all over the world, and they were so fantastic and such good people, and it gave me confidence that we're only going to be headed in great places in the United States under their leadership. I guess the other thing that I saw that made me really, really happy was, I got to go to the beach and it was beautiful. People in LA, you have something really precious there.
Yeah, and it was an honor to meet you, and good luck with your award nomination. Hopefully, you know, with that national nomination, you'll get to meet Michelle Obama.
Yay!
So that's an honor to meet you, and thank you for those motivational words.
Thank you.
So for the Sunshine Spotlight, what made you happy this week?
I'm excited because we're going to end up touring Cal Poly Pomona, which I've never actually been to Cal Poly Pomona. I've been to a lot of different colleges as an avid coordinator, but I've never actually been to Cal Poly Pomona, so I'm looking forward to that here in a couple of weeks, just after school starts, actually. I think it's like the next week or the week after. And then we will be touring UC San Diego within about a month as well, doing that again. So that's always a good time. Get back into the game and showing new students some new schools that I haven't been to, and some ones that I have that I actually enjoy. So looking forward to getting back all in that game.
Yeah, that's going to be a lot of fun. I love all those college tours and getting to hang out with the kids. Speaking of, I had another great thing I wanted to tell everyone, that we're going to do a Beating the Odds summit, which replicates what Retire Does with Michelle Obama. So we're going to do that. It's coming up September 18th at our school. And we have some awesome people that are going to be on our panel. So we'll talk about that in the future. So hopefully you guys can follow our podcast and get more information on that. Okay, so for my Sunshine Spotlight, what made me really happy this week was actually today I had a new student come in who had transferred from another school. And he had just stated that he didn't have as many counselors at his previous school as they do at Nordo Vista. And he told me, man, I just don't know what we would do without school counselors. They do so much for us. And he just was like expressing his gratitude. And I was like, wow, like this kid like already knows what school counselors do. And he could just tell coming into our office, like how warm and welcoming the other counselors were, and how all of us, you know, just really love helping kids. So that just really made my day. And I was like, yay, like, you know, somebody recognizes, you know, that, you know, counselors are doing amazing things at our site.
Cool. We've got, what are we going to again? That workshop? Let's talk about that for a second.
Oh, yeah. So a group of us from Nordo Vista, some staff, teachers, counselors, and we got all the recruiters going with us. It's so awesome to this big workshop. It's called the CSAC, California Student Aid Commission Financial Aid Workshop. It's going to be in Moreno Valley at the Office of Education. And we're going to go learn about all the updates for financial aid and meet some other educators from around the area. So that'll be a lot of fun. I think that's September 10th, and they have different workshops going on different dates too. So if you guys are interested, check it out on the CSAC website and be sure to register. They're free workshops and they're totally worth it. And they're for everyone, educators. You know, even our Riverside City Councilman Jim Perry is going to join us. So that's pretty exciting. So for our next podcast, we are going to start interviewing schools in Riverside County that are doing amazing things with college and career, helping our students reach higher. So we're looking forward to meeting some amazing educators out there doing great things in our county. So you guys be sure to listen for those coming up soon.
Yeah, we've also got some former students, graduates, coming on within the next couple of episodes, talking about their experience going through the financial aid process and the college application process and stuff like that.
Yeah, we had a few students from La Sierra High School and Nordo Vista High School. So that's going to be a lot of fun talking to them and hearing from them. We haven't seen them in a while.
Yeah.
It's always great to see students come back and just give back to our community. Thank you for tuning in to Reach Higher Riverside. You can follow us on Twitter at RH Riverside. You can subscribe to our YouTube channel at Reach Higher Riverside. You can also subscribe to our iTunes or Google Play Music and give us a rating. Thank you so much for listening in. We appreciate all of you tuning in. And as Michelle Obama would say, when they go low, we reach higher.